My father is spending his mind in. Let's get started.
Comes up with the wrong answer. I am so glad my New Year's resolution was to no longer be upset when I was confronted with hypocrisy or corruption or even
said it was funny.
Greed.
Greed.
I don't think I'm doing so well. But on hypocrisy, I'm doing real well. Newt Gingrich said today regarding Proposition 8 in California.
Yes, what he said.
Tried to ban gay marriage, and it was unconstitutional. His response was, the overturning of Prop 8 is an outrageous disrespect for our Constitution and for the majority of the people of the United States who believe that marriage is the union of a husband and wife. And he goes on and he says that when given the chance, the people have always affirmed that marriage is the union of one man and one woman. What I love about this is his audacity. This is a guy who, according to his first wife, was discussing the terms of their divorce while she was being treated for cancer. What about that, you know, stuff about sickness and health and...
for better or worse.
You know, marriage. And I believe he's also on his third marriage, so...
That's
and
funny.
In each case, he was remarried very quickly after the divorce. And there's a very good chance that he was carrying on an affair, which would violate the one man, one woman thing he was harping on in the piece I just read. And just to add to the beauty of his hypocrisy, it makes it even funnier, this year, last year, this year, it's pretty hilarious, as you can tell by the tone of my voice. But he was carrying an affair of his own at the very same time that he was participating in the impeachment hearings against President Bill Clinton for having an extramarital affair.
That was funny.
It's funny, right? It's funny, right? Yeah. If these people had the vaguest notion of Freud's theory of reaction formation, I guess we wouldn't get all these laughs. The whole thing about projecting what you most dislike in yourself on others, declaring that evil. And then we're back with the homosexuality thing. Look, first off, people don't seem too upset about lesbians, which I think is quite fascinating. But as far as with the gay men, why? Why? Look, if you're out in the field and you're looking for a mate, if two guys pair up, that's reduced competition. And if 30% of the population wants to pair up that way, of the male population, just think of your odds of success. I'm just saying, I don't get it. I'd be if I was in that situation, I'd be encouraging homosexuality.
Really?
You know, you're out with three guys looking for a girl, and the two of them, you're looking at them, there's one girl, and you say, hey, you know, you and Bob make a really good couple there, Jim. Yeah, I really think you guys ought to look into it. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know. Worth thinking about.
Sure, you can say order. Or you can say background. Your words don't affect me. I know what I am. I'm an archivist. And in my archives, I found the most incredible combination of works done by two of my very favorite artificial birds, Woody Woodpecker and Clay Pigeon. This recording is thought to be lost
in the mists of history.
But those that thought that were wrong. For Fredericks and his unending quest to document the universe happens to have perhaps the only existing copy of this piece. And I am proud to debut it right now on Fredericks' Mind Day, formerly known as Fredericks' NPR cast.
But that was yesterday.
Okay, get ready, kids, because here it goes.
thanks to Tom Sharpley, Julie from Cincinnati, and Bob Adventure.